From Studio Live in Cumberland, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast. Well, we'd like to thank all our listeners once again for joining in with us and sharing with our adventures in food and culinaryism. Is that a real word?
In
the Comox Valley. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser, and I'm here as always.
With their co-host, Aaron Howlett. And tonight we're sitting with Dina Simpkin. Sorry, I almost flubbed that. My apologies. And we're going to talk about Dine Around. You're here to represent, or you're here as a representative of that, I don't know what we call it, organization?
The Dine Around Steering Committee, absolutely. Yeah, okay. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for being on. And you're involved in the community in food already.
I am, yes. I have a restaurant downtown.
Right.
So it's, keeps me really busy in the industry, that's for sure. As you know.
Yes. I think at least the general listenership at least has a rudimentary idea of what Dine Around is. We've talked about it in past years when we've done the podcast.
Yeah, of course.
But for those that maybe weren't listening back then, new to the podcast, maybe we can just sort of touch on what Dine Around actually is.
Sure. So about 7 years ago, a few restaurateurs went to Economic Development Society, wanted to discuss perhaps trying a Dine Around event in the Valley, like they do in Victoria and Vancouver, let's say, just to bring a little bit more awareness to restaurants, et cetera, in that shoulder season where it's really slow in February, March, slows down a bit, and just to pick it up a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is a slow time. It seems like after that Christmas hits and everyone's, mm-hmm. you know, filled up and eating too much turkey and all that.
That's
and
right.
And then all of a sudden there's that kind of lull. And I know, I remember my old days working at the Kingfisher, it was almost like ghost town there.
Mm-hmm.
There was
there's a lull. Like, there's a bit of a hype for Valentine's Day, and then it drops right off again.
And then people don't get excited about everything again until spring.
That's
so.
Right.
But yeah, it's great. I mean, we've done various restaurants I've been involved with. Actually, I think really it's been the whole time that I've been at the one restaurant. I don't think I've been at any others since the Dine Around's been in the Comox Valley. But it, as maybe not somebody that's an organizer, you know, somebody low on the totem pole. It's definitely grown in momentum, you know, like just my observation, a fly on the wall kind of thing. It's every year more and more people are aware of it. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more and more people turn out for it. It used to be even just 3 or 4 years ago, people were like, oh, what's this? Like they were coming to the restaurant anyways. They had no idea that this was happening.
Sure.
Now it seems almost everybody's aware what's going on before it even, you know, before they walk through the door.
Definitely. Yeah, there's 20 restaurants involved this year, which has come up quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we also introduced Sip Around last year, which was really fun. That was just on a Friday, and I did it in my pub, and it was just basically we invented some really fun drinks on a Friday for, say, a happy hour, and introduced that. So this year we have, I think, 9 restaurants and bars involved in Sip Around.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to do it on Friday and Saturday this year. So we've kind of jacked that up a little bit too. So that's
nice.
Fun.
Yeah. So Dine Around being that there's a somewhat focus on local ingredients and trying to deliver a full multi-course meal at a certain price point.
Mm-hmm.
Does Sip Around also sort of follow that? Are you trying to do a price point or focus local, or is it just here, we're all going to do a little something special together and.
Well, I can't talk for everybody, but definitely for Sip Around, I have some unruly beverages in there and I have some Cumberland beer in there. So I'm going to integrate into the menu. Absolutely.
Yeah. Focusing on local. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So we should talk a little bit about what people can expect when they go out for Dine Around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's broken down into three menus throughout the Comox Valley.
That's right.
And so we can start off with like the $20 menu. So it's a very inexpensive and a good way to have three courses mm-hmm. and just sample some nice samples. And it kind of steps up every with the restaurant and the
class
itself.
Yes, so yeah, a $20, a $30, and a $40dollar menu. Some restaurants have two menus. Some restaurants have a $30 and a $40. Some have a $20 and a $30, or some just stick with the one menu.
Right.
Yeah, but so you can decide how much money you want to spend,
right,
or what kind of food you want to eat, and you go to those different restaurants, and you can enjoy what they have to offer.
Right.
And we also have a passport. So when you go to the restaurant, you're going to get a passport, and you stamp that passport, and if you go to four or more restaurants during during Dine Around, your passport will be put in a draw, and you can win tickets, or sorry, gift certificates to eat out for a year.
Yeah, that's
excellent.
That's a big deal.
Absolutely. But that just gets, what I find, humans are creatures of habit, so they're going to go to the same place all the time.
Right.
Did you get this passport out? They're going to think, oh my gosh, I can win something, and they're going to go to somewhere that they've never been before,
right,
and experience something new.
For sure,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I remember last year, there was a couple, and they were, I don't know if they were new to the area or just newly diners, and but they had been to our place, and they'd been to White Whale. And then they actually pulled it out and said, where else do you suggest we go?
Yeah.
And I was like, honestly, like, there's almost all of these places I would highly recommend.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, there's excellent eating establishments here in the Comox Valley,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're definitely lucky on that. And I love this event for the fact that it gets people into dining,
mm-hmm,
which I think people miss out on.
It's
on
true.
Food, right? Like, to go in and just sit down and enjoy yourself.
That's right.
And not eat it because you need to eat.
That's right.
You know, this is...
I was just having this conversation with my daughter at dinner tonight. I said, there's nothing that upsets me more than people that are just shoveling food in their face because they have to.
Shoveling.
Like, you know, it's... You need to sit down and savor it and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, savor it, have a nice beverage with it.
Yeah.
It all complements each other.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And so one thing that I noticed that I wasn't aware of, it seems too on this bit of a, I don't know, a press release, that there's a couple more events than just the Dine Around and the Sip Around. There seems to be a couple of sort of special events also tied in.
Yeah, there's a few tours to go around and check out some of the wineries, the beer establishments we have.
Right.
A lot of other fun things just to ramp it up a bit, and it'll keep growing and growing every year.
No, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
It turned it almost into like a citywide sort of food festival, right? It was somewhat.
Yeah, not just food, but...
Yeah, food and drink and
food,
like...
Food and drink and everything.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, it would be lovely if one day we could have it, you know, like Victoria.
Yeah.
Of course, it would never be as big as Vancouver, of course.
Right.
We don't have the demographic or the amount of population. But just to get it... And then to have the people come into the valley knowing that Dine Around is here.
Right.
And would it would just increase everything, the economy of every of the valley, because people are going to go shopping,
right,
now. They're going to be sleeping in the hotels,
right,
here and there. Yeah, absolutely. Just
that is sort of the goal then, is not to keep it just a local, but actually to branch out and sort of invite well beyond the town to come in and participate.
Absolutely. A full experience of Comox Valley. Yeah,
oh, that's
absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
And this should be an exciting year, too, because we finally have a ski hill open again.
I know. Isn't that great?
It's glorious.
And you see ski masks and ski pants in your restaurants, and it's excellent. It's just
it
exciting.
Is.
Yeah.
It is. It was getting pretty, I wouldn't say bleak, but there was a couple of years there that it was missing. It was definitely a missing element of winter. You're used to that all that traveling crowd that are here to just have fun and relax and be up the mountain.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen their faces for... years now, almost.
For sure. And with those tourists here now on the mountain, they might come down off the mountain for a night and take in a bit of Dine Around too, where we didn't have the ability to grab onto those people for the last couple of years because the mountain wasn't there.
So you know, we can't possibly cover everybody's questions or you know, curiosities, but for anything that we're not covering here, how can people find out more information?
Well, absolutely. They can go on the website.
Yes.
Which is where? Oh, here we go. Okay, so you could go on the Vancouver Island Visitor Center website, or you could hashtag CV Dine Around, or you can go on to the Facebook page.
Great.
And it's all on there.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's lots of stuff.
And everybody will find the list of all the participating restaurants and pubs and
absolutely,
and
it's right there. Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I went and checked it out the other day because there'll be some menus posted.
there will be menus posted.
So you can go up there. And also I saw some chef bios.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know my mom printed mine off.
Uh-huh. God,
did she? Aw. Aren't moms good for that?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I don't know, just... from the other side of it, I mean, obviously John and I were talking more or less as from the restaurant side, but we're also lucky enough to be on the other side of it too, as local food producers, and talking about how it's, you know, building the economy and what have you. Mm-hmm. We have our regular clients, which involve a lot of these restaurants that we're talking about. But we also, just today, we had one just call out of the blue and said, you know, that he wanted to focus again on local food and wanted to bring in some of our pasta for some of his dine around specials.
Excellent.
So there it is in action right there,
there
right?
You go. Yep.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk about the dates. This is going to start February
the 18th.
Yes.
To the 23rd?
Yes.
Yeah.
To March 13th.
Or sorry.
Yes.
So, yeah. So it's about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Plenty of time for everybody to get to a lot of different restaurants.
Right.
And definitely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And everybody's got to make sure to hit at least 4 of them.
That's the goal.
You have to hit 4.
Yeah.
And then you have to take your passport to the visitor center.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is a great opportunity to check out our visitor center and see all the amazing mm-hmm. things that are up
There's
there.
There's great things in there.
Yeah. It's quite a neat building. So
it is. It is.
I just love the snowbird out the front. Yeah.
There you go.
It's always a habit. Every time I drive up to the studio, I always get a little giggle as I see it there.
There you go.
That's a nice spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I think we've covered everything that we need to cover, haven't we?
We've talked on all the events. We got there's a big opening, too, on the February 18th at the White Whale, I think.
Sort of a kickoff?
The Taps. They're taking the Taps are taking over by Gladstone.
Mm-hmm, by Gladstone. That's right.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Max was talking about that.
Yeah, so that should be a nice event to kick
definitely.
It off and try some of our local brews.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you're going to, Billy D's has, you're doing the sip around as well.
We have a $30 menu and we have the sip around going, so we're going to have fun.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah.
Excellent.
Any, as a chef that's involved, have you had to do any outside the norm preparations, John?
I'm just getting ready.
I just thought it was pretty ambitious when you said you were going to do a different menu every night. You're not going to do the same menu 2 nights in a row.
No, we're going to mix it up a bit. We're going to do 2 appies, 3 entrees, and 2 desserts. And that's usually because I run out of one of those items, so I can't run it the next day.
Right.
So it should be good for us.
I
was thinking it was actually fun. We had a nice meeting with all the chefs at Locals Restaurant.
Yeah.
Last week. Exactly. And that's what got me thought after I went through there. I'm like, why are we doing a podcast? So I passed it along to Darren, and Darren jumped on and sent some emails out to get you in here. So thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely, no problem. I just hope to get around myself. To get to the other, I never have a chance to go to the other restaurants and check out everybody else's menus.
I think I've, like 3 years now, I think I've only been able to make it to one restaurant.
Yeah.
Because I only have 1 night free a week.
There you go,
I've only been able to make it to one of the other participating restaurants. So I hope to get to a couple more this time.
Definitely, so,
yes. Someone has to do it.
Yeah.
I know I'm not going to get a chance. Actually, I feel lucky on Mondays.
Couple of Mondays, you'll do them. But.
I'm going to hit out and try and get in a couple of restaurants and check them out.
Definitely.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
so,
thanks.
Yeah, one last reminder for anyone who wants a little bit of information to check out online for the visitors' information.
Yeah.
And check out Dine Around Comox Valley. Yeah. And you can check out the menus and see what's going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. We'd like to thank you for listening to the Edible Valley podcast.
Yeah.
We can't forget to thank our sponsors.
Right. We'd like to thank Atlas Cafe. We'd like to thank Ivan's Truffles. And we'd like to thank Prontissima Pasta for their contributions.
All right. So check out the Comox Valley DineAround.com. And we'd like to thank you for listening to the Edible Valley podcast. Don't forget to send any of your comments to us at ediblevalley@gmail.com. And check out some more of our episodes at Edible Valley, at ediblevalley.com.